It's obvious that we're in the midst of the good old summertime. We have families who are traveling, families on vacation. You know, there are different types of vacations. There are fun trips to theme parks, to the beach, where you can keep an eye on the sharks. But you can also have a fun trip that you combine with history, education, and inspiration. A few years ago, I thought about some of the places that it would be worthwhile to take our children and our grandchildren, if possible. Places where we can stand on sacred ground. Take your children to Massachusetts, to Lexington, and stand on the town green, where in the middle of the night, an April night in 1775, Captain John Parker and his brave group of Minutemen dared to defy the mighty British Army. When the smoke cleared, 8 brave patriots were dead. But the shot that was heard round the world had been fired. And that has a special significance for those of us in this community. Because a few weeks later, the settlers who lived on the Pleasant Ridge between Abbott's and Swearing Creeks had a visitor who came to town who told them about the events up north. And the settlers in this little hamlet were so inspired by what had taken place up north that in a bold and courageous move in which they defied the British authorities, they named this town Lexington. When you stand on the green in Lexington, Massachusetts, you are standing on holy ground. Take your children to Philadelphia, to Freedom Hall, as we prepare to celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence, remembering that when those 56 men placed their signatures on that timeless document, they not only pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, but they really believed they were signing their death warrant. Nobody thought that we could defeat the mighty British. But when you take your children and your grandchildren to Freedom Hall, you are standing on sacred ground. Take them to Gettysburg, the largest battle that has ever been fought on North American soil was at Gettysburg. There were over 51,000 casualties. It was not only the turning point in the Civil War, but it was here that Abraham Lincoln uttered those immortal words that have galvanized our nation ever since, that those who died here shall not have died in vain. That government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the face of the earth. And when you stand on the battlefield at Gettysburg, you're standing on sacred ground. Fly across the Pacific. Go to Pearl Harbor, where on December the 7th, 1941, the surprise attack of the Japanese literally changed the world. Over 2,500 Americans died that day, and it propelled us into the Second World War. And when you take the boat out to the Arizona Memorial, and you stand there, you're standing over the battleship Arizona, that to this very day continues to hold the mortal remains of over 1,100 sailors, including Harold Tussey of Davidson County. And when you stand there, you are standing on sacred ground. Fly across the Atlantic to France and visit Normandy. D-Day, the D-Day invasion, where more Americans lost their lives in one day than the entire war in Iraq. The American cemetery holds the bodies of over 10,000 American soldiers. And you can stand before the Wall of the Missing with the names of over 1,500 soldiers. And when you stand there, you are standing on sacred ground. Sacred ground reminds us of the commitment, the courage, the sacrifice that changed our lives and made us free. Today, we're standing on sacred ground. In the events that Jim shared with us from the reading, the gospel reading in Matthew, Jesus, meeting with his disciples for the last time, took bread and he broke it. And he said, This is my body that's broken for you. And then he took the cup. And he said, this is my blood shed for you. And Paul reminded us that every time we meet in an occasion like this, every time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. We shall never forget. We are reminded of the commitment. We are reminded of the greatest sacrifice, the greatest love, when the Lord Jesus Christ gave his life on the hill called Calvary. This morning, if you're in the sanctuary, whether you are coming to the front to receive communion or whether you remain in your seat to receive it, you're standing on sacred ground. And for those of you who are listening to this service on the radio, we hope that you will find some bread and find some juice and join us as we gather around the Lord's table. And as you do, you will be standing on sacred ground. This is my body, broken for you. This is my blood shed for you. This is sacred ground. As we receive communion, the choir will lead us in the singing of some of those wonderful old gospel hymns. They will begin singing a hymn. You will recognize it. We invite everyone, whether in the sanctuary or if you're listening on the radio, we want you to join us as we sing these grand old gospel favorites and as we come to stand on sacred ground. For those of you in the sanctuary, in just a moment, the choir will be receiving communion first. And then beginning with those of you in the balcony, we're going to invite you to come down and then come to the front. We're going to ask you when you receive the bread and you receive the cup to partake at that point. And then you can make your way around on the outside aisles and return to your pew. Tommy and I will make our way out to the vestibule and then we will begin working our way down to direct you to the front. If you're not able to come to the front, then just let us know, And we have two of our deacons who will come to you to serve you communion. And as we do, we're standing on sacred ground.